Dear citizens of the world, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. I welcome you all to topic discussion. The topic is Departure of Hegemony and Proxies Behind Global Mayhem. The conglomerate comprising imperial powers and remnants, along with oligarchy and ideologues as members of secret society, minding politics through proxy representation in most parts of the world. The imperial quest for dominance and unfettered access to economic resources worldwide persists and directly responsible for immense suffering and planet degradation. The concentration of power and wealth amongst incognito forces has deprived nations and people from experiencing real democracy. The shadow power exerting authority en masse, beginning with politics, economics, education, health, communication media, press, and entertainment, not barring religion, social issues, and environment, is opposed to peace, harmony, and democratic rule. Accordingly, the so-called democracies, under the guise of democratic setting, follow instructions from behind-the-scenes operatives in maintaining status quo, regardless of political parties claiming distinctions in governance. In the absence of checks and balances in political and economic systems, any challenges to prevalent structure are regarded major threat and responded with subversion of facts, vitriolic attacks, and false propaganda to discredit challenger and truth presentation. The tactics even include assassination attempts to stifle genuine voice. Global citizens' awareness and understanding of current situation in the domestic and international affairs is important to reclaim sovereignty, individual rights, and political, economic, and social freedom. The governments declared as democratic, having discarded national constitution, deny citizens' basic rights with overt and covert implementation of laws meant for mainstream population, the ordinary people in particular, while exempting the self-proclaimed privileged clique from accountability. There are two types of political classifications created for variations, although they are essentially synonymous and conform to set agenda, that is, suppression of people power. One is poised as democracy and the other demonstrably undemocratic despite claiming the state as republic. The democratic structure enables subjugation under the pretext of national security with pervasive surveillance and civil rights infringement. Evidently, the political class zero tolerance to constructive criticism on inactions and egregious decisions affecting millions of lives is a sign of desperation and unwillingness to enable functioning democracy. Juxtaposed, the few nations that are democratic, targeted with Western powers, instigated unrest and terrorism, leading to destabilization, notably in Thailand, Ukraine, and Syrian conflict, spreading violence in the entire Middle East and extending across North, West, and East Africa. The so-called think tanks and institutions in the United States and Belgium, representing European Union, dedicated to debilitate nations with natural endowments in Iraq, Venezuela, and countries throughout Africa. Western democracy premised on prolonging imperial aspirations pledge allegiance to crown and financial sector. The taxpayers aided royalty, unequivocally the major liability for the local and foreign citizens world over. The continuation of monarchy, constitutional or ceremonial, is an impediment to true liberty. The relentless pursuits for indefinite influence over nations cannot be ignored, leaving the latter identity as Dominion Republic. Elsewhere, the political establishment, loyal to foreign powers and domestic groups, facilitate undermining of sovereignty and complicit in imposing economic stagnancy, leading to exponential rise in abject poverty, suppression of human rights, and marginalization. The people are treated as subjects, alienating them from fair and equal opportunity, with a widening gap between the haves and have-nots more prominent in global society. Imperialism survival made possible with proxy rule, starting from financing political campaigns, not barring black money infusion and counterfeit note distribution to buy votes, proudly claiming the process as free and fair election. Besides political maneuvering and mass manipulation, the hallmark traits, yet another resource for hegemony, reigning control over politics and multifaceted interests, is corruption. The epidemic, now enforced as acceptable norm, with impunity granted to special members in political, economic, entertainment, religious, and relevant sphere. The massive electoral mandate in possession has no impact on incumbent government. There is no desire to curb corruption, and instead every effort expended to protect those profiteering from high-profile economic scandals and exposed in political scams in India. The ruling party disposition makes mockery of world's largest democracy. Not surprisingly, in such democracy, politics is reserved for members of political dynasty, celebrities from film and sports field, industrialists from economic sector with leftover seats to accommodate token minority candidacy. The other side of the coin, extending support to hegemony rule, is authoritarianism. The pretentious democracies like United States, Britain, France, Germany, and alike, alliance with dictatorial regimes engaged in violent crackdown on peaceful protesters, notwithstanding apprehension and persecution of political dissidents, are slighted to forge mutually benefiting defense contracts and military base in the respective state. Again, the formation of United Nations Security Council with 5 permanent members granting themselves veto power since inception within United Nations General Assembly emphasize hegemony goals, creating hierarchy and exceptional category. The United Nations Security Council selective resolutions on economic sanctions and military actions targeting developing nations perceived adversaries to P5+1 contribute acute food shortages and devastation. The trade embargo victims are driven into starvation, premature deaths emanating from deficiency to non-availability of medical supplies and drugs for common to rare diseases exacerbate living conditions, rendering life impossible. Contrarily, the nations that abuse power as colonizer and occupier of sovereign territories or exempt from compliance of international standards and efficacy. The trade, diplomatic, and political ties with states known for belligerence, provocation, and violation continue unabated, constituting endorsement of discriminatory practice. Similarly, on military and nuclear status, the preferential treatment justified on the basis of responsible versus reckless conduct. The strategy has promoted proliferation rather than containment of nuclear arsenal. Nuclear weapons enhancement and diversified stockpiles remain the major powers' prerogatives, with strict restrictions on other nations from following suit in the conspicuously biased policy. NATO, as the military wing for United States in expanding operations worldwide, has transformed nations like Libya, Pakistan, and Afghanistan into terror haven as well as opium production center, respectively. In Mexico, United States incumbent administration initiated fast and furious program, surged arms flurry to drug cartels, and as a result, made Mexican authorities' task to combat violence indomitable. The local residents fleeing violent neighborhoods in Mexico eventually seek refuge in the origin nation, the United States orchestrating such scenario. Likewise, in Eastern Europe, NATO's presence to stymie Russia's capability could not be underestimated, prompting economically struggling NATO allies to beef up defense potential at taxpayers' expense. In the Asia-Pacific, Korean Peninsula is confronted with tensions arising from United States military drills and ongoing skirmishes in North and East China Sea. On the environmental front, the activities ranging from hydraulic fracking, shallow water and offshore oil explorations, mountaintop removal in coal mining to nuclear power plant disasters show no political or economic concerns, considering ramifications on lives, livelihoods, and habitat in general. The contentious carbon emission has significantly risen, with automobile industry in emerging economies like India and China allowed extensive manufacturing permits, causing congestion and air pollution. Africa, Latin America, Eastern Europe, Asia, and Middle East are constantly in turmoil, with democracy and peace regarded obstacles for hegemony goals aimed at everlasting supremacy. Historically, imperialism infiltration is not tenable without insiders or agents' cooperation to instigate turbulence within nation. In contemporary politics, the leaderships and members of political parties' betrayal of public trust, committing treason and embezzlement for personal and hegemony ambitions has no limit. The illegitimate and remote fusion-run governments are involved in fiduciary and defunct governance, camouflaged as democracy, and the alter ego being hegemony installed extremist faction, namely Ukraine, Thailand, Libya, Myanmar, and more. Arguably, the contamination reflected in present format is unsustainable and bound for imminent collapse. Hegemony and proxies together with surrogates in different capacity are behind global mayhem. hence expediting hegemony and affiliates' inevitable departure is critical for life and planet existence. The people across the globe are urged to reject secretive and deceptive sources embarked on a mission to eliminate republic-governed democracy, stability, and peace. People empowerment is the effective and viable alternative for hope and dreams to become a reality. May God bless the world with wisdom, compassion, and patriotism, affirming independence, peace, and prosperity for all. This is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. Would like to thank you all for your interest and attention. The audio version of this text is being brought and presented to visually impaired listeners. And their interest as well as participation is very much appreciated. Peace to all. Thank you.